Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Matt Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are
Life Next Door.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another week of the Guys Next Door. I know the house looks a little empty this week. It's because me and Shay decided to
echo.
We decided to not let the other two in. I felt like I wanted to get a little bit more personal about myself this week and allow myself to open up a little bit more to you guys, even though I do. Well, some people say I don't, but I feel like I do a lot, but I guess y'all want more. So I just didn't want to hear Mac's voice or Mouse's voice this week. I just wanted to be me and Shay the way I normally like it, just me and women. I really don't tend to want to chill with them all the time. But since we love you guys, of course, we all come together every week as a family, twice a week for free.
But it's so taxing. It's so taxing.
Right now, it's like so relaxing not having Mouse bother me or talk over me. Max whack ass Wi-Fi sometimes. Like, I don't have to deal with none of that shit. I'm cool. I'm in Brooklyn. I'm enjoying myself, and I just wanted to talk to you guys. So, yes, we give you 2 free episodes a week, like Mouse always says, and of course, we want you to go to our Patreon and put a little dollar on it, put a little, like you said, put a little snaps on a Petra a little bit, but just support us, because we're doing this, and we love doing it, and we want to keep doing it for you guys. So support us on our Patreon, support us on our Instagram, support us on our Twitter. If you have any listening letters, you guys know how that goes. I asked for a couple juicy letters, but I haven't really gotten to dig deep in that. And
I think there was one in there so far. Maybe two.
I might just have to let it sit and pile up. I don't know if I want to answer those questions by myself because y'all might think I'm extra crazy. But this is episode is just about me. It's gonna be a little bit about Shay too, but it's about me and what I'm going through and how I'm living. So yeah, well, let's start.
I feel like on the personality spectrum, me and you are more alike than the others as far as like our levels of chill and how we handle things.
Absolutely. I mean, me and you are, I won't say we're more business oriented, but we seem to know how to get the job done.
Yeah, that's a fact.
There's no, Shay, I can't do this. Like, if anything, nobody can do it. Me and you come together and we try to the best of our ability to get it done. Does it work all the time?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not perfect. You're pretty perfect, but you have your faults, you know? We're just doing better. Like, what I tell you earlier, if I say you this, just own it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you're perfect. Even if you're not, if you say you're perfect, you'll be closer to where you want to be. So, yes.
It's funny when people ask, like, why would I move from New York to L.A.? And I was like, well, it's not really, the dynamic doesn't change because I'm basically moving closer to the husband that I work closer with. Like, you've always been way closer to me.
It's helpful for me, and we're going to start working on different things together, so I'm excited about all that, and I'm happy for you to be in L.A. That's a blessing. A lot of people don't know you've moved from Florida to New York by yourself, no help, and then you moved again to L.A., which are, like, the two biggest cities in the U.S. I don't care what nobody else says.
And I've done other shit. Other places in between too. Like, yeah, I've been in six different states in the last 2 years.
There wasn't like, there's a lot of people that come from other states and can't survive in New York or can't survive in LA. And I'm grateful and fortunate enough to be from, I mean, I'm from Brooklyn and I moved to LA when I was like 15, 16 for 2 years or whatever, but I'm grateful enough to have had like a backbone, like a support system before mm-hmm. I even got there. So for you, I know it's super hard because a lot of the average person that moves to LA or New York, they can't survive there. Like mm-hmm. it's just too much. Rent is too high and it's hard. For me, I never really understood it growing up because that's all we knew. So mm-hmm. you can get caught in those settings where it's like low income and stuff like that, but you really got to be from there for that stuff.
Exactly. So
when you come to New York or you come to LA, you see what that real rent is like. The average kid doesn't know that because their family's already groomed them to, this is what rent is. You have to make this amount of money. You yep. make a little bit more money in this city, but you also got to pay a little bit more for things that you want to do. So I applaud you for making two big ass amazing moves that I don't know Thank if you. I could ever do, but you did it.
So, yeah. I enjoy being here. Like, I'll enjoy it more when I fully get to explore LA, like in its entirety.
When it's,
and, like,
when it's open.
With the real energy. But like the group that I have here has been more than supportive. Like, I honestly cannot trade them for the world. Say it's the same way I kind of fell into a family with New York too. Like, I have
an
equally
trees.
Strong. Yeah. Equally
palm
strong support
and
system.
And weather and weed and women. Those are three W's in LA.
It's a little bit better over here.
Women. You know, I mean, I don't know what's going on over there, but you know, you get. I don't gotta explain it. You know, the three W's. Just, that's what it is. But yeah. So that's that on that. So what you got? Yeah,
I think
I'm ready. Yeah,
I think you just froze on my end.
Nah, I might have froze on yours, but I'm right here, right back.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. All right, you're back.
So what you got? Talk to me. Let the people understand me a little bit better because they're bugging me in my DMs.
So I remember it was like one of our early episodes and we were, this is before I started sitting on the microphone and like being a part of the show. But I remember that you, Mouse, and Mac had a conversation about like what drives you and careers and stuff like that. And I distinctly remember something you said resonated with me because it's something that I low key felt about myself, which was like, I do enough to get by and survive, but I can't say that I found like what I want to do in life.
Absolutely.
And I've always been curious for the last, because you said that maybe a year and a half ago. I've been curious, do you feel like coming out of the pandemic or because of pandemic or whatever, wherever you're at right now in life, do you mm-hmm. feel like you've gotten closer to finding what you want to do or like finding your passion for what you want to do career-wise?
I'll say this. I've worked hard on what I believe that I'm things that I'm good at, and some things have just come to me. This pandemic has shown me a lot, especially when it comes to spending habits and saving and you're really wondering where your next check is going to come from.
Yep.
I'm not going to say I found my passion, but I've in this past year and a half, I've found a lot of things that I never knew I would love that are turning into a passion.
Okay.
I'm starting to realize that there are things that I'm putting my effort into now that I'm more focused on me rather than other people. I feel like a lot of times I've always focused on helping the next person out rather mm-hmm. than helping myself. And I don't feel like that was a bad thing I was doing, but I think it was me getting to know myself. I don't think I wanted to put myself out there and be like the first person to do this or first person to do that. I felt like I would help somebody else do it and mm-hmm. see how it was. Rather than now, it's like, I'm not going to say I'm selfish now, but I'm more about me. And when it comes to people always, like, I've always been the person and people like, yo, Ry, you're a dot connector and you know so many people and you're like, I've made a lot of people money and I've never made a dime off of it. And I'm not mad at it. It's just a situation that it was. Mm-hmm. But I decided to do that. Or I got kind of finessed into a way like, oh, this is going to be like, you're earning some credit, like whatever it was. And I was like, I'm young and I know people. And it's like, whatever. It's just some mm-hmm. experience. And I took it. Now it's like, yo, Ra, can you hook me up? Yeah, but there's a price for that.
Yeah,
there's this.
You feel like you finally figure or see like how valuable your time and your connections are.
Absolutely. And I see so much off of like there's so many people in my life that only know each other because of me. And I step out of their relationships and it's cool. And then they're roommates 5 years later, or they're this, and this is their God kid and all. And I'm just like, yo, it's cool, but just remember where it came from. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking for nothing in return. But for me, understanding myself in that light makes me feel like, all right, you know what you're here for. Like, you know you can set it up, but it's one thing to set up some stuff, but it's another thing for somebody to respect that you set it up where you mm-hmm. don't even got to say nothing no more. Where they're going to hold this down for you regardless. And a lot of people just aren't like that.
Yeah.
So now I got to take that into my own hands and just be like, yo, you want me to do this? Well, this is first. Like, what's your budget on this? Like, okay, you want to pay this person this, but what's your budget for me doing this? And if you don't want to do it, cool. Understand that I just won't be helping you. You still, it's like no hard feelings. Mm-hmm. You're still my friend. You're still my family. You still, whatever it is that we were before, we're still going to be. But don't give me an attitude just because I'm not helping you do something for free that you wouldn't do for me.
Yeah.
So in my life, I feel like there's a lot of situations where I'm not going to say I do for others more than they do for me, but I don't expect nothing back. And mm-hmm. the people that I do expect it from, I don't even have to expect it from those people because they automatically, it's like, it's clockwork. And those are why those are like my close friends and stuff. And we get along. And there's no arguments over money and stuff like that. It's just mm-hmm. we know and we have these conversations within each other. Like, my circle is just like that. Outside of Mac and Mouse, like the circle outside of like who I live next to, like some of my best friends outside of that, we all work together in a sense of not saying we do the same thing, mm-hmm. but they know what they bring to the table and I know what I bring to the table. And so I tell people, I'm like, if you're not willing to sit with me on the floor, how you think you're going to eat with me at the table? Like, I'm bringing the table and anything, and I expect you to bring another table. So it's not like I bring the table and you just bring the little, you know, the napkins. It's just like, now you got your own table, I got my own table.
Styrofoam cups.
Let's push these tables together, you feel me? And now we got a bigger table. Why are we all on this one table when you got your own shit going on and I got my own shit going on, but we can bridge the gap and we can come to it. So I feel like that's the biggest thing for me right now is finding other like-minded people like me mm-hmm. that understand that, which I feel like I've really found a certain amount of people that I'm good with. Like, I'm not going to say I don't need no new friends because that's just whatever, but I'm good. I can always be better.
Is your core group of friends, are they like childhood friends, or is this just people that have come along the years and like it was like an instant click and y'all just rode out?
It's both. I got best friends that we were born in the same hospital. Our parents were best friends. We're a year apart. There's three of us in that. And then like our grandparents are best friends. Like there's group. And there's like, then there's like the high school group that mm-hmm. I met in high school that I'm still cool with. Cause I went to like so many different schools. Like a lot of people don't know. I went to four different middle schools. Well, I went to a school K through six. Then I went to a school in seventh. Then I went to a school in eighth. And those were in basically three different states. And mm-hmm. then I moved upstate for 2 years and I moved to California, went to three high schools. So I know a lot of people. So it's easy for me to be a people person. Like people gravitate towards me. I understand it. I like it. I accept it. But then I also understand where to put people. Like, yeah, you mm-hmm. cool with me because I got this. Yeah. But then there's those people that you have genuine connections with. And it was never about, yo, I got this hookup. And I got it was just like, yo, you're cool. I'm cool. We have in common things, whether it's girls or it doesn't even have to be a guy that's my friend. It could be a girl. Like everybody has their common denominator that brings them together. So mm-hmm. I have different sections, but it's wild because all like my best friends, they all know each other. Like I'm going to, if I fuck with you, I'm going to introduce you to somebody else I fuck with. Yeah, I don't have to chill all the time, but just know yeah. like, yo, if I call you my brother and I call you my brother, there's no way in hell y'all can't be cool. It just don't make sense. And I've never ran into a situation in my life, at least, where it's like, yo, I really fuck with you and I really fuck with you and y'all don't fuck with each other. Like it just, I don't understand those dynamics or relationships. Like
I'm kind of like you in that way where like I've lived around and moved around a lot. So like mm-hmm. I have the friends from high school. That's like my rock. Those are like my grounding. They literally ground me. But then the friends that I've picked up since I've moved around, like one of my best friends from college, she's technically never met any of my best friends from back home, but everybody knows each other by name. So like I could be telling the Florida group, I was with Bree, they'd be like, oh, how is she? Like they ask about her, like they know our stories, they know everything, but they just never had the chance of meeting each other because the core group in Florida doesn't travel the way I do or like the way Bree does. So it's just basically everybody's going to end up meeting if or when I ever get married.
I
have a kid.
I totally get it. Because for me, it's like I lived in New York. I lived in L.A. I lived in Indiana. I lived in Jersey. I could say I lived in Mexico because I spent enough time there.
Yes, you did. We saw the shirts, chest out,
lack of shirts.
But, yes.
Like, I've lived in so many places that I understand everybody can't meet. But the thing about me is, my friends, they'll find a way to get to me. Like, it's like, yo, Rob, we know, so he got something going on. Oh, we can stay at your crib. Oh, we can do this. Oh, they all get to really meet each other because there's a common something in between. Like, yo, we going to this event. Oh, yo, we going to this concert. So everybody, for the most part, meets each other and they know each other. Not saying they all chill together, but I just don't. If like my best friends that I grew up like babies with, they're more like my brothers because they're my god brothers. So it's like it's a little different, but they, and I don't talk to them. It's crazy because I don't talk to them as much as I've known them the longest, and I probably talk to them the least out of my best friends, like as I got older. But that's because your best friends, I've learned this, like when you gain new friends and they become your best friends at an older age, you're being friends with them because of things you like and they like that are in common.
Yes.
Like you play basketball, I play basketball. Oh, dope. Now we're chilling. We're on the same basketball team. Oh, 5 years on the team. Oh, okay. Best friends. When you're young and your parents know each other, it's like you're put together and it is a force, but that's all you know. So it's not like you don't like them and stuff. Like, that's my family. So yes. I don't have to talk to y'all every day to understand. Like, you'll call me and be like, yo, I'm at your mom's crib. Cool, dope. I understand. Like, but they don't necessarily have to do everything I do. We're all three of us are totally different. Like, we're all different people. Now, if you go to like Nas or something like that, we're very similar.
Yes, y'all are.
but we met in college. You know what I mean? Like, I met him when I was 18, 19. And now I'm 31 or whatever. So we've grown a lot because we've always been close. We went to Purdue together. And then after that, he went to another school. And then after we met, like, he was in New York, I was in New York. Then I moved to L.A. Then he moved to L.A. Like, so it's different dynamics. But
the ones in Florida I call childhood best friends. So I have a best friend where if we speak once a season, that's a lot for us. But like, that's somebody who I would absolutely catch a stray bullet for.
Yeah, it's not like you don't fuck with them.
Yeah, we were literally forced to be friends. We were forced to be friends by our parents. So they had just moved down from Connecticut. And her mom and my dad are teachers at the same school. So that was at the middle school, but our elementary school was the school next door. So they got to plotting like, oh, you have a daughter in the fourth grade? I have a daughter in the fourth grade.
But it's convenient at that point. It's not about y'all. Oh, carpool? School?
It wasn't even a carpool. It was literally like, oh, so, hey, Shay, meet Casey. Casey, meet, sorry, I was Cheyenne back then. Cheyenne, meet Casey. Casey, meet Cheyenne. You guys will be walking to school together there and back every day for the next whatever years. You guys will now be friends. That is literally how it's presented to us.
I mean, you ain't got no choice. You don't got no, at that point in time, you ain't got no money to make a choice. You feel me? Like,
exactly.
If you really break it down, where you pick your friends up at is not pick your friends, but where you meet your friends is where it's really what your budget is at, like where your money is at as you get older.
Yes.
Like when you're younger, everything's free. You don't got to worry. So you can't have you have a play date with this kid. You have a sleepover with this family. So you're like, but when you're older, it's like, I don't want to go to that club. I don't really like people in there, but I'm gonna go to this lounge. I like people that go to lounges. Oh, you go to, cool. Now we cool. So it's the older we get, as you get, I can say it's just like more choices. Like you get more opportunities to pick what you want as an adult, but you also have those. It's also like when you're a kid and you meet, like when you're forced to be with somebody, it's not necessarily like, oh, they're a bad kid. But when you get older, it's like, nah, that nigga, he's always got guns. And I heard about him. Like, I don't want to get close to that. Like there's so much more to look at as you get older.
Well, I feel like it's a little bit different for women as well, because it's just like that element of
y'all
like,
be trying to make best friends in 2 weeks. That'd be your issue.
No. We're best friends from the time we met in the bathroom, and I complimented your dress. You call me pretty as fuck. And like, y'all be we besties.
Y'all get too close too fast. And it's sick to say, niggas is starting to do that too. Like, y'all see a nigga with a chain, I got a chain, let's be cool. Yeah, that's your bro gonna rob you too. You gotta understand, like, there's politics to everything. Just cause you got letter in a circle and you taught them everything you know don't mean they gonna do the same for you. So just be careful. Y'all girls be jumping out the gym.
I think you're not wrong.
Sharing jeans on the second
sisterhood of chill. The traveling pants.
Yeah. Yo, come over, let's drink some wine. Now you wearing her tank tops. Like, nah, you gotta chill.
I don't think I'm easy to get along with in general, but it usually takes a lot to get to know me because I'm not necessarily an open book. Will I talk about my experiences? Sure, but I don't feel the need to pour my heart out to everybody I meet, if that makes sense.
No, it definitely makes sense to me because I just told my mom this yesterday. We were talking and I was like, yo, I'm not really an open book, but I open up to people. Like, I'll open up to you to what I want you to know so you feel like you're really close, but you really don't know. I'm giving you what I wanted to give you. So
what I can tell you story
after story after story after story. And you'd be like, yo, Rod told me this. But you don't really know until I want to give that out. But it takes that other person's energy to make me want to give that. So when I see you start opening up to me, I'll give you a little. It's like breadcrumb for breadcrumb, cookie for cookie. Like, whatever it is, I just want to see how far you're going to go. My stories might be more intense. But it doesn't mean I'm really, like, giving you me. I'm just giving you my experiences.
I think for the both of us, which is, again, this is me noticing how similar we are. Like, we're very slow to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I don't play that shit.
No, because the moment you hurt me while I'm vulnerable, I will never let you be close to me again.
Yeah, but the moment you open that door where I'm vulnerable, I want you. Like, don't violate me. Don't fuck this up. I'm not that person. I don't really open up that much, but when I do, it's like the door's open. There's no more doors. Once the shit is open, it's like they took the doors off the hinges and it's like, yo, I'm with you. Where you going? And the minute you fuck it up, then you really fucking it up. Cause you're not just fucking it up for you. Cause this is me.
You fucking up for everybody.
You fucking up for everybody. Yep. My attitude is different. Yeah. I don't really want to hear you. So, like, I don't want to look at you, which means I'm tight at everything that has to do, like, it's just
you,
fucks
you
up my
breathing
whole life.
Annoys me, annoys the fuck yeah, out everything. Of me to just like, see you chilling there.
And it's not even, I won't even say it as it goes as that far, but it's like, if I'm this type of person. If I fuck with you and I'm hitting you up.
Yo, I need this Wi-Fi to just let me be.
Nah, you good.
Okay, there we go. You're back. Nah, you're back.
It's all fine. I get what it does. It cuts out, then it cuts back in. So just keep going. You good. What was I saying?
Vulnerable. Like, you sitting there, breathe, like, once you hurt me in that vulnerable state, me being a woman, of course, I almost naturally want to, like, forgive you and let's get back, let's fix things. But after a while, like, yo, I really don't give a fuck about you. Nah, I don't care anymore.
I'm all in until I'm all out.
Yep.
Like, the chase of a woman and stuff like that, like, I'm all for it. I'm full game. Like, if I want you, I'm going to go all out. But then after a while, it's like, how long do I have to chase? And once you do something where it's just like, oh, you really not, then it's just like disconnect. I'll unfollow you. I'll delete your text message. Because if I see your name in my text message and I care about you,
it irks me.
I'm going to want to text you all the time. So I just don't want to see it. And if it's out of sight, out of mind for me. But once it's out of sight, out of mind, and I'm not going to say you can never get back into my life in that way. But it's very hard for me to go back on that with me. Because it's like, I already made up my mind. Like, I wanted you bad. And I was showing you everything. But whatever it was, like, if you're honest about the situation, like, yo, I'm dealing with somebody, it's not the right time. Or
just
or
say just, that.
Just be real. Because then I could be like, I bet when it's that time, let's reevaluate. But don't. But like, nah, it's nobody. But still don't let me, like, you're still not extending your hand to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're like, yo, I want you to put your hand out. But I'm not giving you my hand. And the reason behind it is just because there is no reason. It's just like, oh, I'm just not. But it's like, there is a reason you're just not telling me. But if you let me know the reason, there might be a chance for us later. Instead of me being a dickhead, because I am sure an asshole, and I will walk by you, and I won't talk to you ever in life. And you will just hate me just off the fact that I don't talk to you. I've had girls block me just because I didn't pick up my phone. Just because they see me out and I would just not acknowledge them, they block me on everything. And it's like, yo, I don't. And the reason I found out they blocked me is because somebody would tag them and then I go try to click it and it would.
And
not,
you can't
click.
Get like,
what
nowhere.
The fuck? And I don't even know. This is like, yo, you didn't even. I didn't do nothing to get blocked. I just was, you know, you did it to yourself.
I've done that where a dude who I was messing with in college, like, ghosted me. Like, 6 months, we're together every day, every single day. And then wakes up one day and ghosts me and doesn't speak to me again for about 8 months. Problem was, he was also friends with my college best friend, same shorty. So there was one time where we're out to eat and he decides to invite himself to our lunch, decides to sit directly in front of me and try and, like, coax a conversation out of me. So, like, I'm purposely, I did not say hi to him when he walked up to the table. I'm literally engaged with everybody else. I'm ignoring the fuck out of him. He's in my face like this. So we need to talk. I said, no, the fuck we don't.
For what?
He literally saw me 8 months later, ended up seeing me like 2 weeks after that. And he tried, like, he said hi to her. He was like, hi, Brianna. And then he was like, hi, Shay. And I literally stared him in his soul and then looked away and kept walking. Next time he found me was years later when I had already moved to Atlanta. He happened to be at my job and was too scared to approach me because that is how bad I shook him the last time he saw me in person.
As it should be.
As
though.
It should be.
That's how it should be. Like, you violated. You didn't have the audacity to. I mean, okay, something could have happened in your life where you needed a little time, but 8 months is.
I asked my homegirl, like, so. Is he going through family problems? Like, what is
it?
Yeah,
once
like,
you got the inside scoop, it's over.
She was like, honestly, it's not even worth. The reason why he stopped talking to you don't even make sense, and it's not even worth it. So I was like, bet.
Yeah, but some people, I'll say this. Some people just aren't ready for it, but if you're not ready for it, just explain it. My thing is communication. Like, I'm giving you the floor to just communicate. If you don't like me, tell me that. If you don't want to, if you don't see yourself talking to me like that, tell me that. If you just want to be my friend forever, tell me that. If we're going to be friends and then we'll work on that and to get to a relationship or something, me that. But don't give me this. I'm thinking we playing fucking checkers and you using shit as a pawn and a bishop and shit. And I'm like, yo, this is not the game. This is not the game I signed up for. Why are these rules different? Like, we playing Uno and you want to switch up. Well, I'm like, yo, what's up? We went over the rules in the beginning of, like, no, you can't put a 2 on top of a 3. It just don't work.
I think it's because for us, me and you are the type of people where we value honesty above all else. Like, I can literally handle any situation thrown at me if you can look me in my eye and be completely honest with me. Will I be hurt? Absolutely. I'm not mad. I have to respect the fact that you could actually say it to my face. Facts. But when you play the little side games, the mind games and all that, for what? Literally just makes me never want to speak to you again.
Because when you're honest with somebody from jump, regardless of how they feel, but it makes you feel good because you were honest. And if somebody's that honest to me where it's like, damn, you really ain't have to tell me this, but thank you for letting me know this. It's up to me to pursue it or be like, nah, I'm good. But you didn't do nothing wrong. You kept it real. If you're not my girl. Like, if we're in a relationship, it's a whole different ballgame. You know what I'm saying? But if we're getting to know each other and you're being completely honest with me, like, a girl will ask me, like, yo, and it's wild to say, but a girl will be like, yo, I know you're talking to other people. I am talking to other people, but I'm single, and that's what I'm supposed to do. I went to sleep, and in my head, the Lord was just like, yo, on this day, you're going to run into this girl, so don't talk to no girls before that. Like, nah, everybody has to try. Like, everybody has to go out there and see what's out there, but I'm being real with you. Now, if you were like, yo, Ryan, I know you fuck with other girls, I'm like, it's just you. Like, I'm just trying to be like, I just met you. No, it's not just you. Like, let's keep it real. There's niggas and girls DMs all day. You don't just tell me like, oh, my shit is dry. Like, shut up. Like, let's be real about that shit. And that's what fucks people's heads up.
I feel like, though, like, there's a lot of men who aren't able to be that honest with women for the simple fact is they don't want to give the woman the choice because they don't want you to not choose them after telling
I'm gonna
truth.
Tell you this.
Does that
These
make sense?
Niggas better stop lying because they dick's gonna shrink. Yeah, I better stop doing all that. I'm telling you, I believe in shit like that. That's why I don't like lying. I don't do none of that shit.
Okay, reverse Pinocchio.
I believe something gonna happen, and I'm good. I am perfectly good on that. So honesty is my policy, regardless if you think you're gonna hurt me or not. I can accept that. And if I don't want to deal with you, it's on me. I'd rather be that way than you lie to me and then I post your ass on a gram and a nigga put LOL under my pic and now my body shut down and I don't know what to do.
So, do you feel like doubling back to the vulnerability and stuff, do you feel as though we, and I say we because we're literally the same person, we should work on being more vulnerable and being okay with being vulnerable? And then I think it was something Max said where it's like, don't let the transgressions of somebody else change who you are as a person, because if you allow that to happen, they win. So when someone does hurt you, instead of shutting down, instead of shutting down and letting them change you as a person, like push through it and still be able to remain vulnerable, I guess is like the wheelhouse my head is in right now.
That's a good question. How would you reverse it on you since it's us? Because I gotta really put this in my head, right? I gotta really think about that.
So for me, currently, not. I finally got to a place after almost 6 years of being single where like I'm willing to attempt being with someone again and like being that open, that vulnerable, and letting myself share a life with someone. And that person has just continuously done things to make me lose faith in them as a person. Can we, like, we're still in this weird dynamic, but it's like I'm getting to the point now where I'm falling back into Savage Shay, and I'm being told, like, don't let his fuck ups and his shortcomings, things that he's just not capable of yet, don't let that be the reason why you undo all the progress that you've made as a person.
Yeah, don't ever let that shit fuck you up. Personally, it can't bring you down, which it's hard as shit. Yo, me and you are in the same situation, just two different people. So I get it. Like, and I'm not going to say like it's as deep as yours because it's not.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
But in my situation, it's like I've been single for a minute. I've been doing whatever the fuck I want to do. And not saying that it wasn't fun or it isn't, I don't enjoy it, but it's like it comes time and a place. Like, is it time when it's just like, all right, I'm doing well by myself. Fucking dating is expensive as shit. Being single is not cheap if you really want to date or whatever you call it. Even if you go out to dinner, it's not cheap. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying I'm doing it to be better financially, but it's like if I had somebody who was an equal partner with me and we both was like, that was like my best friend and we worked on that, there's nothing that could beat that. Like, yeah. Nothing at all. So at this point, it's like I'm 31. I'll be 32 next month. It's like, where does it all end, I guess? Like, it's not over for me. Like, I don't it's not like I'm scared and worried like, dang, I'll never be loved. Because if we wanted to be loved, we could be loved.
Absolutely.
Like, that's point. Anybody could be loved. There's a person for anybody. It might not be the person you want, but there's somebody that wants you.
Absolutely. So
in that sense, it's like I'm learning how to be patient and not just want to give up on things. And I'm like, yo, I know this person I want and I see myself with, but maybe there's something that I don't see in my, like, I'm not ready for it, or maybe they're not ready for it. I put a lot on me when there's two people in a situation. So even when I wasn't ready for a relationship for a long time and I was very vocal about it. Not saying I'm definitely ready for one now, but I'm more ready for one now than I've ever been. Mm-hmm. So, but I can admit that a lot of people don't understand themselves and they hop from relationship to relationship because that's all they know. And that's comfortability to them. That's stability to them, is being with somebody. And for me, it was like, I didn't grow up with two parents. I just grew up with like my mom. So I never saw her with anybody. So I understood it could be done to like be by yourself. Not saying I want to have a kid and not be with like the mother of my child. That's not what I'm saying at all.
That's no one's end goal.
And this what I'm saying about my mom really has nothing to do with kids. Cause take me out of it. It's like, she was just always doing her thing. It didn't take a man to elevate her. She elevated a man. So in that sense, I want to find my equal. And it's like, I was watching like Coming to America and like, you know how like he wanted to find like somebody who was genuinely like a person. And you watch Coming to America and he's like, yo, this is the wife you're going to marry. And da, 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 da. And he's like, yo, what do you like to do? And she's like, whatever you like to do. And he's like, what do you like to eat? And it's like, King, whatever you like to eat. It's like, yo, what the, you don't have your own mind. Like, I don't want, and it's wild to say a slave, but I don't want that. Like, I don't want the yes, Ryan, whatever you need. I don't want all that. Like, I mean, of course, I want to serve my woman, just like there's certain situations I want my woman to serve me, but it's not like a tit for tat thing. It's just like, I love you. I made you dinner. Baby, here you go. I get up one morning, maybe she made me breakfast. It's like, it's a compromise thing, but it's something we love to do as a couple, rather than it's just like you feel forced or, if I don't do this, she might not be with me, or and you're, oh, your back's on the wall. That's like, you're not being yourself because you don't know yourself yet. And I don't ever want to be in a situation where I feel like I don't know myself or that person doesn't know themselves.
I feel like where I'm at right now, I feel like I might know myself a little too well compared to the men that I've taken interest in. And it kind of leaves me in this awkward, like, because if I had to say I had a superpower, it's my ability to read people and understand people. And I feel like I'm never given that understanding back. And it drives me batshit crazy.
But I think you expect too much from niggas. That's what I think. I feel like you, and I'm not saying you jump into things fast. I just think your expectations are high to people that they need more work on themselves for you to expect that from them. You're jumping into other situations with the next guy thinking like, all right, the dude before this didn't do exactly what he was supposed to do. Oh, this new guy, he got everything he had, but he got a little bit more of this and a little bit more career driven. So I trust this guy. And it's like, nah, it's the same nigga. He just applied to that job a little fat. Like, you know what I mean? He might be a year older than him, so he got a little bit more experience. But at the same time, if they don't know themselves, it ain't going to work. Like, we talk to dudes all the time on our pod. Like, I have a lot of friends, and there's a lot of people in my life that I don't understand. Like, everybody don't get pussy. Like, it just don't happen that way. And I hate to say it like this, and in this circumstance, and that serious-ass conversation, but everybody, like, my mother always told me, like, everybody wasn't raised like you. And I'm not saying getting pussy has to do with the way you're raised, but the figures in your life, if you had any father figures or anything, relate towards you in a sense. So you can't always think the next man had those figures around him because they didn't. I know dudes that had sex with five women in their life and they think, oh my God, like that's a lot. And I got dudes that I know dudes with outrageous numbers and they're like, well, it's not really a lot because I know. So it's, you know, it's who you're around and who you compare yourself to. But at the same time, like I said, a lot of niggas don't get pussy. So when I look at niggas and it's like, yo, this girl expects this from you because the last nigga she fucked with was, you know, he was cool. He didn't have all the glitz and the glam, but he was a cool dude. He had a little bit of this. Then you got to the next dude. He's a little more educated and he's this, but he don't really know how to treat you because he's only dealt with two other women in his life. So you, for you, I'd say you just got to get to know them and their past a little bit more before you put so much into them. Because I know you, Shay. You jump right up in that. You jump in straight to it. Like, yo, hello, hi, I like you, I want you, this is what it is, and this is how it's going to be. And and for me, too, if I like you, I'm going to tell you that. And I tell this all the time. Like, I don't want you to think, if I really fuck with you, I'm going to tell you. Like, yo, I like you. Now, so in 6 months, 8 months, a year, you're never gonna be like, yo, I think it's better if we just friends. No, I like you. I wanna, not saying I gotta be your man today, but I have feelings for you. You're never gonna put me in that pocket because it just, I'm gonna just always flirt with you and you always gonna have a problem and you might as well just not talk to me because I told you in the beginning this is what I wanted. So if you're like, yo, Ra, I don't see this in you, like I said earlier, tell it then. Speak now. Or forever hold your peace, because I'm gonna be on your back.
I feel like there's not enough guys with that sort of self awareness. And when I say self awareness, like self awareness of themselves, but also being able to take other people into consideration. I think that's the problem for me. That's the problem I'm running into, where it's like I'm finding men who have everything else I like and need, except they have no consideration for the people around them. It's always me, me, me first. And it's like it'll be little things. Like you see me stressed out about work and recording and podcasting and stuff. And I'm asking you, when are we going to eat? And I mentioned I haven't ate since yesterday. And your first response is, well, whose fault is that? Nigga, I will throw this whole fucking chair at you, bro.
I think when it comes to shit like that, it just be like certain people, and it's not even certain people, everybody has their day. And you also have to look at it like this, Shay. And I'm not saying he was right for what he said, because he shouldn't have said some dumb shit like that. If you feel that way, cool, but just, yo, I'm going to order some food. Like, what are you interested in not getting? Even if you haven't. But everybody got their days where it's like, you're upset about something and you think everybody should just be like, dang, Shay, dang, you ain't eat since yesterday, dang, can I help you out? But you don't, that man could be going through some shit in his mind too. So it's like a, and I'm not saying he was, but I know you didn't think about that either. I know when you was tight, you wasn't like, well, maybe nigga stepped in shit before he came in the house, he a little upset, or maybe, but when you're up, when it's on you and you have an issue, that's, for the majority, that's everyone. When it's about you and you want it to be about you. Like, if I'm talking about, like, my struggles and I'm like, yo, Shay, like, I had a bad day. I got fired. They said my check's not coming in. I don't know what's going on. And then you like, well, that was your day? Well, wait till, what about this in my day? And it's like, yo, my nigga, this is not about you right now.
It has nothing to
do with you.
I don't know.
But it's just being considerate in those situations.
I think that's the part it's the lack of consideration for me. That's what it is. It's the lack. Like it doesn't make sense. I'm even considerate when it comes to my friends and like how I am, just anybody around me. I will literally do things. I'm like, if I do this, that'll take a little bit off their plate. It could be something so tiny, like the restaurant we just came from earlier. I'm not the type of person to just get up from a table and walk away. I will literally sit there and restack all of the dishes just to make it easier for the server to come in.
I do that shit too sometimes.
Like that, and I just feel like.
Overachiever. Gotta chill out.
Wow.
Sometimes overachieving to people that don't deserve to be in that situation of being. Me saying overachieved is not gonna make sense, but y'all get what the fuck I'm talking about. Sometimes it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it for that person. I feel like, especially when it comes to like giving out energy, like sex is big. Like people don't understand how big sex is just because it's an energy giver. And you don't understand it. So when you release that energy to somebody, it's a deeper connection. So even outside of sex, when you put a lot into somebody and you know they really don't deserve it, but you want them so bad that you put that shit into them, like trying to shake it out, like, yo, I fuck with you. I know you did this wrong, but I fuck with you. I know you're like a fucking a lost dog, but I'm gonna bring you. I'm gonna turn what they say, not a hoe into a housewife. What's the opposite when they say you're gonna turn a trick into a husband? Whatever it is, like, yo, this is you. I'm gonna turn this into you, and it don't work because you beaten. It's like you're barking up the wrong tree. Clearly. And that's the thing. That's the thing for men and women. Like, we only look at what we want as like the superstar in our mind. Like, you gotta be this, and you gotta be that, and you gotta be this, and you gotta be that. But we forget about the good thing. We forget about the things that you really need. Like, I need to know how you were raised, and like,
bingo.
Is your mom? Are you really stable? Like, are your parents together? Does that really matter to me? No, but I want to know that because then I'll know how your feelings go. Like, I was raised by just my mom. You have two parents. Okay, well, how was that? You have siblings. Okay, well, how was that? Like, how was the dynamic of your parents? I know they fought, but how did they come back together? They've been together for 40 years. How did that happen? Like, my mom and mom and dad were never together that I remember. So it's learning more than just like, oh, you look good, you got a fatty, and you make a little bread. For me, it's like, yeah, I have to be attracted to you first.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, it's like, what could you bring to this table? Like, what if you can't teach me anything, I don't want to be with you.
You've said this multiple times.
And vice versa. If I can't teach you shit, why would you want to be with me? Like, why would your parents send you to a school where you don't learn anything?
It's a babysit.
And even though we were younger, it's like, Ryan, what did you learn in school today? Nothing. Same thing. But in fact, I learned some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not, and unless it's like you don't have an option, you have to go to this school, and this school is horrible. Like, certain situations like that, then it's up to you to work it well out that system. But for the most part, your parents not gonna send you to a dumb school knowing that you're an overachiever, or you know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to put that into perspective. Like, I'm not going to go out that way. You can, but it ain't going to be me.
I don't know. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's me trying to take put a square peg in a round hole.
Yeah. We be trying to really find shit that ain't supposed to fit. Like, damn, like, huh? Like, nah, it says, bro, you need the wrench. Why do you have a screwdriver? Nah, it got to work. This shit going to work. It's all I got. Like, nah, it's not all you got. Time is what we have. It's not promised today. It's not it can be gone tomorrow, but you have time to get to know somebody until it's over. Like, there's no time on dating. As much as people say, like, yo, if I'm dating you for 6 months and I don't feel like it's going anywhere, or I feel like, yo, we're getting closer, it's getting better, but I know more about you, then that's what it is. If I fuck with you in a month, we together, that's just the connection we have. But I'm sure as of now, as a 31-year-old, I'm going to go through those questions, and I'm going to learn about you, and I'm going to learn about your mother and your father and your family and your job, and do you have career goals? And I know you're stuck in this job and you've been here for 5 years, but you're not liking it and you're upset. I see it every day. So how are we going to change this? Where's it going to go? Like, I want to be with my lady, and I had my life already. Like, I could say that I've had my life. Like, not saying I don't want to enjoy it more, and if I have to be single for more years, like, I'm not going to enjoy it more. Yes, but I've lived it. Mm-hmm. And I hope the girl that I meet is living hers. Not saying being a wild-ass hoe or whatever it is, but she's not wishing the same shit on me. But I want her to live her life. I live my life. We come together. We live a life together. I've said this before. And then after we live our life together, we do all that traveling shit, then we can create life together. And that's the way I want it to be. Like, I don't want to have to break backs just to get attention, or if I fuck with you, I barely see you, and you look like, I don't want to do all that shit. Like, I know I'm a good person at heart, and you just got to see it and take it.
I think I have problems. This is an ego thing. I think, yeah, I have problems accepting the fact. Shut up. Accepting the fact that, like, I know that I'm a good ass person, and I know that I add to whoever's life I'm in, and I have an ego problem of accepting that to that person I might not rank as high as I think I do, if that makes sense.
Stop trying to compare yourself.
I'm not
yourself.
The prize.
What? Like, I, you know how many girls I talk to that have been with this actor and this NBA player, and I'd be like, yo, why me? But then again, it's like, why not me? Fuck that. Like, you here for a reason. I don't care who you dealt with before or after me. I was here. You're never going to be able to be like, I didn't talk to him, I didn't fuck with him, whatever it is. So by me, it's all, you're going to stress yourself out by thinking you're not what he's used to and stuff. Fuck it. Well, no, he's not good enough for you.
Not even that. What I'm saying is, like, I have problems
You've told me before about a nigga, and you was like, yo, I think he's out of my league. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's not what I'm talking about, though. That's not what I'm talking about, though.
No, but I know you've said it before.
Like, yes, I have said that. I absolutely have said that.
There's nothing out of your league, Shay. You're a fucking black woman with a fat ass, and you're pretty, and you're educated. You're pretty, you're educated, you get money. You got your own everything. What the hell? Out of your league. Get out of here. You are the league. You make the league. That's when people say people out of your league. How is somebody out of your league if it's your league? My team is in the league. How are you out of my league? Now, if you play in a whole nother league, that's different. Being out of your league and knowing your place are two different things. Two different things. Some people know, like, I can't get that yet because if I got it, I wouldn't know what to do with it. I got to understand that this, if I buy this Maybach, I got to know that when something wrong happens to this car,
that mechanic bill gonna beat my ass.
I have to know I got an AMG and that those parts are handmade overseas, and that it's not gonna be. I can't put 89 gas in this car. I gotta put 93, whatever it is. You feel me? Like, you can't miss steps. Not saying I won't get that in the future, but I'm just not ready for that yet. Like, I don't want to hop into something that I can't really keep, not because of the love I can't give, but just like finance. It just don't make sense. Like, sometimes you know what don't make sense at the time. Not saying it won't ever happen, but at the time, it just don't make sense. That's not out of your league. That's just not the right time. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, little philosophy.
Yes. Wasn't what I was referring to, but yes, you are correct.
But you said it before, so I had to go back.
I have said it before. I still stand on that statement.
You can say what you were saying now.
I was saying, like, in those cases of, like, me dealing with a person and me feeling like that person doesn't see my proper value, that shit makes me mad. Like,
because you know yourself more than that person.
Yeah, like, do you know who I am? Like,
but does he? Sometimes people don't know until you got to show them. Show them who you really are in an element. Like, I was talking to a girl and we were talking for a minute, no sex. It's cool though. Like, I enjoyed her company. I would stay at her house all the time. Wouldn't have sex. Wouldn't do nothing. It was fire. But it got to a certain point where I'm like, yo, where are we going with this? Like, it's not even about sex. I get it. But where are we going? Like, do you fuck with me? Do not. And then I kind of got a vibe that I was like, you know what? You're doing a lot, Ryan, and you're not getting it back. Cool. Mm-hmm. I won't say where we were, what was going on, but I was getting a lot of attention towards me. Mm-hmm. A lot of eyes was on me. A lot of this was on that. And she switched everything totally around. Now it was like, yo, we going back to my crib, this and that. And then, you know, what led to whatever.
Yes.
But it's like, I showed you my worth. You didn't get it at first, which is fine with me because I'm going to play that role. Not even play that role. I'm just going to be me because I don't want to have to put my dick on the table and be like, yo, I got this. These are my credentials and this. I work. I know this person. It just don't make sense to me. That's not fun. I want you to get to know me and be like, you could have told me this, but I'm glad you didn't because now I learned you. Like, I learned a little bit more about you, Ryan. So it's cool. So at that point, shit just flipped. So it might not be like, you know your worth and you know what you bring to the table, but sometimes you just got to put that shit on the table.
I don't think I've ever really put it on the table because it's just not.
You haven't. But at this point right now, I won't lie, you can't put as much on the table as you want to because of the situation that you haven't really, you know, you just move, you're getting back, you get into it. So you can't really be like, yo, fuck out of here. Like, this is me. This is what I do because.
Oh, but when I can.
Exactly. But right now, and that's like what I'm saying about your league. Like, yo, it's like, yo, I can't wait till I get that big house in the hills. But I can't get it right now. So they're going to be talking about me like, yeah, we live here. Yo, you can come up to my crib. But once I get my crib, there's going to be none of that shit talking no more. Like, I got it. Like, I made it to that point. So I feel like that's what all people like. And I know we're like, we get discouraged like when we try. Because there's so many people that want us. And that's for everybody in the world. There's so many people that want you. And there's
not that many people that I want.
And there's not that many people you want. But that's good. Because when there's so many people that you want, you just giving out your energy to everybody. Like, there's no, like, there's, you're not going in one direction. If everybody you like, you want, you're not going nowhere fast at all. Yeah. You just giving out all your energy to people that don't even deserve it. Like, it just don't work that way. So when so many people like you, you know you're a likable person, and that makes us feel really good. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make us feel good when we want somebody and we don't get that reciprocation back. But you always gonna know that somebody out there is for me. It might not be you. It might not be the dude that's calling you every night or in your DMs fiending for you. But there's an in-between which is gonna exceed the dude that you want. Mm-hmm. Because when it makes sense, it's gonna make sense. And that's what I feel like we both are looking for, because it's like we both want to be loved and we both want to, in a sense, I guess, be in a relationship as of now. But we're scared, like, when is that person ever going to come? Like, we know we have.
I'm looking at the clock like Judge Judy, like, fam,
yo,
where
I'm
is
like,
you at?
Lillard. I'm like, I know it's right time, but when? But now it's like I go into it, like, last night, like, I had a big-ass convo with my mom that was amazing, like, not a lot of you guys know, but like I lost my grandfather a week ago. And so I've been kind of out of it. And me and my mom, like, it's kind of different for me because I didn't see my grandfather every day the way my mom saw him every day, because I'm living in LA and like she sees him every day. So I grieve a little different when it comes to that. But I was just talking to my mom and we were just like breaking down life and who's meant to be in your life and how to get through things. And it's just, it's a lot when you lose somebody, because you understand the impact they mm-hmm. made on everybody else. So when it comes to a relationship, and I'm talking to my mom about it, it's like, yo, I like this person, but I feel like I like them too much, or I'm doing too much, or I'm mm-hmm. too vulnerable, but I don't want to have a wall up anymore, because I want that love and I want that affection, like, that I didn't get growing up. My mom was very unaffectionate. We had this whole conversation, and it was like, I get why I want to be so close to somebody, because I didn't have that. Me and my mom, that's my best yes. friend. But there was no like, I love yous. And there was no like, all those things. Like, it was a given. Like, I know my mom loved me. That she wouldn't, she did the best that she could for me. You know what I mean? But on the physical and affectionate side,
mm-hmm.
I never got that. So when I'm going through my phases of like, fuck it, I don't want a girlfriend. I'm gonna just talk to this girl, do this girl, and run amok. Then it's like, why am I like this?
Mm-hmm.
And talking to my mom and feeling out how like my dad was and like my godfather, it's like, you weren't this way, so I wasn't this way. You have your complaints about me, like, yo, Ryan, how come you didn't do this? I needed help on this when you were a kid. And it's like, yo, how come you didn't hug me? How come you did this? So it's like, if you'd have did this, I could have did this. Boom. But now, as I get older, I'm like, fuck that. Like, I'm ready to be that, to find that person that not saying they have to be exactly me, but they're like the opposite of me that bring us together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're affectionate because they got that. And maybe they're not as affectionate to give it, but it's like they know how to receive it. So when I give it, they receive it well, so that it just meshes. And that shit is the hardest thing in the fucking world. To happen.
Oh my God.
It is so difficult. Well, my fucking, I'm not even really emotional. I'm emotional, but my feelings are crazy and you can't give it back. It's just like two negatives going against each other and it never works.
Yep.
So Lord, please.
For both of us.
Help me, Shay.
For both of us. For
on this
God.
Long journey of passion that we strive for. You don't got to send me Beyonce. But look out for the gangster. That's it, man. Just look out for us, man. I just want to be happy, man. But I tell you, I'm going to work hard as shit in my life this year. And I know me and you have so much blessings coming our way that it'd be a damn shame if nobody comes in our lives. But I know it will happen. But we just have to, like, we can't have negativity about what's going on in the future of our life. Like, I'm not going to think, like, I'm never going to find this, or I'm never going to have money. No, I'm going to find the girl of my dreams, or she's going to find me. We're going to find each other. I'm going to have millions of dollars. I'm going to have an amazing family. All my friends are going to be rich. We're going to take trips with our girls, with our everything, and everything's going to be amazing. But I'm going to speak this shit up until it happens. And that's all I can do.
That's what I need to start doing more, because I tend to... I've always been a more on the cynical side.
Yeah, stop, like, because we always think negative and this shit always going to be negative. If we say, yo, I don't care who you believe in. If you believe in a higher power, whatever it is, if you speak that shit, it's going to happen. If I keep saying like, yeah, damn, I'm broke. The Lord can be like, yo, all you got to be like, yo, you want to be rich and I got you. But since you said it, telling me you broke, that's the blessing I'm going to give you. You want to be broke? Yeah, go be broke. Like, but when you really lock in and be like, yo, shit, we going to make a million this year. Fuck that. It don't matter if he turned out he made 100,000, 50,000.
That's I'm a million.
I'm striving for a million. And until we can't forget where we came from and we can't forget mm-hmm. the essence of us, like wanting to grow and wanting to learn. The minute you don't want to grow and the minute you don't want to learn, it's like, what are we here for? We only meet new people and new friends and new relationships to learn from them. Some you learn and you take away and you're not cool no more, but they were meant to be in your life for that reason. Some, they stay forever.
I think that's my, that's similar to my, I think the one quote that's resonated with me the deepest ever was when Lauren London said, I guess, I don't know if she said that he said it or what, or she was speaking about him, but she was speaking about Nip, and it was, people aren't meant to be aren't meant to be possessions. They're meant to be experiences.
Experience lasts a lifetime.
And when I heard that, like it clicked something in my head, and it's been so much easier for me to accept certain friendships and relationships and how things are by realizing like, I'm not supposed to own this person. Like I'm literally, they're here in my life in order to teach me something, in order to get me to another level within myself.
Everybody, and that's it. I say this, everybody, and like I'll end with this statement. There's a reason that everybody comes in your life. Not everything is to be with them forever. Not everything is negative and positive, but you'll learn something from everyone. Whether it be negative, positive, or just indifferent, like you'll learn something. Nobody's gonna come in your life and not have any type of something that you feel on you. Like, I'm not saying it has to rub off on you, but you feel like, nah, they got bad energy. I'm good on them. Mm-hmm. Well, nah, they're a good person. Oh, I would like to be in a relationship with them. Or maybe they're just friends or whatever it is. Everything happens for a reason. And as long as you don't tell yourself negative things about it, you'll be fine. Even if they're a negative person, you'll notice it. You'll feel that energy. And it's like, I don't need that in my life. But if you have a pot, like I've been on this shit now that people like, if you look at my page, I post and niggas be like, dude, you looking like $1 million. Like, I know you got a million. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, you got all the bitches. Yeah, I do. And even if I don't, so what? Like, what are we talking about? Yeah, I got all this money. What's next? Like, let's get to it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have millions. What are you going to have? Let's talk about what you going to get. Stop worried about what I got. Let's come together and build some shit together. Niggas always worried about what's going on in my life and less worried about what's going on in yours. Or let's bring it together. I'm like, yo, how can we make our lives come together? Not even in relationships. Like me and my boys, like dudes that people that I meet, it's like, yo, I get this. I get that's what you want. You just want to be, you want to fuck with me because you think I got this and that. I do got that. So how are you going to come into my life and make that shit better? Or I don't need you in it. I already got it. You telling me I got bitches. You telling me I got money. Why do I need you in my life if you're mm-hmm. not going to bring something to the table? So that's the way we all got to go about it. You tell me I got some. And if it's some like sarcastic shit, I'm going to just go with it. And I'm going to be like, yes, I have girls. Yes, I have money. Yes, I have cars. You want to be around me. So what are you going to bring if I have all of this? Are you going to bring the gas to the cars? Are you gonna bring the firewood for the fireplace in the house? Are you like, what are you bringing? Are you gonna bring the steaks to the kitchen so I could cook it up? No. So what are we talking about? Get away from me. Leave that negative bullshit away. Go take that shit somewhere else. That somebody else might like that shit. Somebody else might like building a house and you just coming over and freeloading. I don't like that shit. I'm good. I want you to come to my table and set it up with me. Cause when you set it up with me, we get to eat. Now you know how to cook and I know how to cook. And now you go over there, you got your house, I got my house, and now we got two kitchens. And now we got four kitchens instead of having one and you eating all my shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me, man. I'm good. I liked it. I loved it. I think I'm gonna rap on that.
Yeah, I feel like this people don't really get to hear us speak full sentences.
Yeah, I know. They're gonna want to hear us do this shit a lot more. I'm with it though. I mean, we can always do it, and we can have our own little segment on whatever the fuck we want to do.
I mean, because here's the thing, we're kind of the only ones ever on time. That's ever.
I promise we could like record like 10 episodes. They would never know, and then we just start dropping them.
We should do that.
Just be like, yo, did we? No, we already did it. Like we did it already. Like. Yo, Patreon got the... Yeah, you know. So, yeah, you catch us, man. Like, me and Shay gonna do this more often because it's fun not having to hear Mouse and Mac. Like, it's cool. I know you always hear kids in the background, and now it's like you have two single, no children hosts today, and it's amazing because you don't have to go through the bullshit. But I appreciate y'all like I always do. I'm not gonna go on my Mouse spiel and tell you to do follow every link, which I want you to do regardless, but I just know y'all don't want to hear from me. Sometimes it's annoying to hear from him, even though we have to do it. I just want you guys to support us in any way, whether that be Patreon, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, writing us letters, telling us about your day, whatever you want to tell us, whatever you want to say, just send it in and we'll go over it. And here on this podcast, we really just don't overlook a lot of things. Well, we don't. The two that are here, we don't overlook a lot of things. So I just want to be more in tune on what you guys want to hear and what you guys want to talk about and just grow. Like, it's been 2 years, and for me, it hasn't felt like 2 years because it's gone by so bad fast, but we've grown a lot.
A lot.
And I'm just happy to say, like, we're still here. We're not going nowhere. And I know sometimes y'all get mad at us because we're late and shit, but we always going to be late, but we always going to get the job done. So Jesus on that Christ. Note, my name is Ryan.
I am Shay Mills.
And it's the guys next door. Peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.